This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You know what I just learned during the break? Tomorrow is Have Fun at Work Day. So I'm thinking Todd should be me and I should be him or something like that. Or I don't know. What can we do for Have Fun at Work Day? I might, if I'm not here tomorrow,
I'm having fun every day.
I'm having fun elsewhere.
Let's do the show in Fort Myers. That'd be fun at work day.
It would, yeah.
Leah's all in on this, I can tell already.
Right.
Do the show live in Phoenix, maybe.
Are we going to hitchhike there, or how are we going to get there?
I don't know.
I was supposed to go to Mesa next month, but I kind of canceled that given all the other time I've already taken.
Well, give us some ideas, and I have a free MyPillow in it for you. I'll even send you two of them, because you don't want your wife fighting over your wife or spouse, I'll say, because, you know, anybody can call this program. In fact, 40% of the contest participants are women. And my job is to get that to exactly how it should be, 50-50. So, ladies, you want a free MyPillow? Tell us how we can have a little fun at work today. Or your spouses are welcome to do that, too. You can text me at 701-367-2054. What do you want to see from us? Maybe Phil Parker and I switch spots. I don't know. You pick it. Well, here's one already. Why don't you switch spots with Joel Heitkamp? Well, then he would have listeners and I wouldn't. I don't want to do that. Anyway, that's just a little
wow.
Fun. Yeah, anyway, don't think that can happen. Different company.
It would be a good April Fool's prank, though.
I've offered it before, actually, to him, and I was turned down cold. I don't know why. Again, you wouldn't want the truth.
What's he afraid of?
You wouldn't want the truth to eke out on Radio Free Tass or Test or whatever that is over there. Anyway, the All Things Democrats good, All Things Republicans bad channel doesn't exactly work out. Why am I talking about this? This doesn't matter. It's 8 past the hour on What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hannon. Todd Mitchell's here. Kevin Flynn's here. Leah Backstrom's here. Super producer Chris Larson is here. And we're going to talk a little bit about some things that have come up on the program related to Game and Fish. We love having the folks at North Dakota Game and Fish on. Today we're pleased to have Scott Peterson, the Deputy Director of Game and Fish, joining us on the program. Your questions or comments for him, welcome. 800-228-0550. Bottom of the hour, what can we do? I want you to think about that. What can we do? You heard Ron Ness earlier talk about a 7-day assault on the oil and gas industry. This isn't just the oil and gas industry. This is everything. Look what the oil and gas industry does just for habitat. Planting trees and the dollars that go in there, the things they do to partner with Game and Fish and other environmental groups, Mule Deer Foundation and others. That's just one thing. Going to go away if you remove the capital from these companies to do business here. And that's what they're trying to do. So whether it's that, whether it's, you know, pick your issue, what are we going to do about it? Playing footsie with Iran, you know? Stocks are in a bit of a sell-off today, down 300 points. I believe in this very issue. One, the whole revised valuation fight, that's the GameStop thing, but also, what the heck is Biden going to do to the economy here? It's already teetering. He's 7 days in. So what should we do about it? That topic at the bottom of the hour, but without any further ado, welcome Scott Peterson. Scott, how are you?
Good morning, Scott. Doing well. Thank you. How are you?
Well, we love having you guys on. We don't do it enough, and that'll be my pledge in 2021, because I think all of us, even in these trying times, politically, jobs lost, COVID, all that, we need what you give us. And the opportunities to go after North Dakota Game and Fish. So thank you, first of all, for doing what you guys do there.
You're very welcome. And second of all, I heard you talking about ideas for Have Fun at Work Day. If you guys do take a trip to Fort Myers, consider taking some of your friends from Game and Fish with you.
I think we should.
There you go.
And you could show us how to take out an alligator or something like this. We can use your skills, too. Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I have one particular one in mind. But,
well, you do.
Yeah.
I love it. All right. Might start with an S and end with a P or something like that, right? Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Let's
with Peterson. Yeah.
There you go. Exactly. Here's what I wanted to ask you. These are a couple of just random ideas that have come from listeners. And sure. I said, that's a decent idea. We'll ask Game and Fish next time we talk to him. And one was, you know, there's a growing tension between landowners and hunters, which just breaks my heart. And I think this is more on policymakers and lawmakers than anybody. Find a way that we cannot disrupt that resolution, right? I mean, you got to honor land rights. We've got to do that, got to do it right. And we also got to recognize there's people that don't own land and want to hunt, time-honored tradition. But one of the ideas that came up was giving landowners gratis tags as a thank you and also as a way to reward friends and family so they can get something they otherwise couldn't get. Is that a good idea?
Well, Scott, it's an excellent idea, but as a matter of fact, it's already in place. So if, you know, gratis laws, first of all, I have to tell you this, because it's important for your listeners to know that gratis laws are already set in statute. They're in state law. And while the gratis laws for deer are different than the gratis laws for moose, which are different from elk, which are different from pronghorn, they all have one thing in common, and that one of the qualifying criteria is that you have to own at least 150 acres that you either own or actively manage, farm and ranch. And so the intent of those, well, I wasn't in the, you know, wasn't in the legislature when they discussed this, but the intent of a gratis tag is to reward landowners for some of the not so positive things that take place because you have wildlife on your land. And so Scott, yeah, it's a great idea, but it's been implemented for quite some time. And so they are, it is there. I mean,
well, you raise two important points. One, a lot of times we want things to be different and we want them to be done by Game and Fish when you guys have to operate on a rule book that is set by X amount of legislators. So it sounds like I couldn't convince you to change this, because you don't have that power. I think the key phrase here is more. You know, more of those gratis tags, more in different areas. But you're telling me if we come up with a really good idea, the legislature would have to approve that. Where could you see, you know, some give there to say, we're going to do more gratis tags? You know, moose are hard to find. How many gratis tags go out for a moose every year?
Oh, yeah. I was afraid you're going to ask that question. But I think there was, I can tell you this.
Rough
moose,
numbers.
Any open unit for moose, there's 15%. Of those allocated tags set aside for landowners. So right now for moose, again, remember that each species is just a little bit different, but it's 15%, and that's the same for elk. It's 15% of any unit. So if we had a unit out there with, I mean, just for easy sake of easy math, let's say that we decided we wanted to issue 100 moose tags in unit M10, 15 of those would be set aside for landowners.
So, you're saying on moose it's half go to landowners? You say half?
15.
Okay, 1.5, yeah. So maybe you make that 25, right? Maybe up that to 25. Again, I don't know. That's 1/4 of all the licenses, and that's, you know, when it's such a precious commodity anyway, that's a little tough. But could we do more? Would Game and Fish support more to get landowners more gratis tags?
Could we support? Well, in the case of probably the most common one, Scott, would be deer, and there is no limit on deer now. And so if you qualify and you meet all the other, you know, the eligibility criteria, you're going to get a deer gratis tag. And really the only thing is you have to apply before the deadline.
Obviously the limit's on 150 acres. I imagine, I don't know the numbers, but I would imagine most landowners have over 150 acres, wouldn't they? I mean, the ones that don't have to be in the minority in North Dakota, I would think, wouldn't they?
That's exactly right. And there's a pretty good chunk of those tags that go off the top. They get first priority on those tags. And they can also, there's a provision in law that allows landowners to transfer their eligibility for that tag. They can't physically or actually transfer a tag. That's not allowed by state law. But they can transfer their eligibility to a spouse, a legal dependent, primarily living with the landowner. I mean, you can't transfer to a 40-year-old son or daughter who's, you know, not even actively on the farm or ranch, but the law states somebody customarily residing with the landowner. So anybody that you would be able to claim as a dependent on your tax forms, you can transfer that eligibility to those folks as well, and a lessee.
And I have another idea here from someone that was on the mission for a moose that was 70, and he said, "I want one before I die. Can you give me a few more shots? Can you get an extra chance at tags?" We'll talk about that in a minute. But Mike in Bismarck has a question before the break. Let's squeeze you in, Mike. Go ahead for Scott Peterson from Game and Fish.
Yeah, hi. I was just calling regarding the an incentive for landowners versus plots, which a lot of times isn't great anyways. But back in the 80s, my dad was telling me that in Wyoming, they, if the landowner lets somebody on to hunt antelope, a certain portion of that take, you know, if the hunter harvested an animal, they gave that to the landowner. That landowner could later on turn it into the game and fish of that state and get some sort of payment or, you know, reward for having someone harvest an animal on their land. Is that something North Dakota would ever consider doing?
Okay, good question, first of all, Mike. Is it something that we would ever consider? Obviously, that would take a change in state law. And it has been done. There's all kinds of different incentive programs in other states. Other states actually allow landowners a certain number of tags that they can distribute to whomever they choose. And so there's all kinds of little things that could be done, but all of those major changes would have to be done legislatively.
Well, it seems to me, Mike, that's a great idea that doesn't need a law change or a regulation. You could just do.
Right.
Right? Maybe that seems like a good practice anyway. Hey, look, we got this antelope, and you let us hunt here, so can we give you something? You know, can we give you part of the haul here? You know, it's a good idea. And these are all things that obviously can go directly to the legislature if you wanted to have a law, but that one seems to me doesn't almost need it. Good idea, though. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Others welcome. 258-0550, 701-258-0550. More with Scott Peterson coming up on What's On Your Mind. Let's ask Brock Walker from Blue Flint Ethanol Plant in Underwood. He's an electrical instrument technician. A little bit about the question of ag and energy coming together. What do you think you're in? Which one?
I would think we're in both. I mean, we are, providing a place for local farmers to bring their corn that they grow, and they can locally bring it to our facility. We receive most of our corn from local farmers that truck their corn to the plant to sell. So definitely part of the ag industry in that respect, but the energy industry, you know, we're trying to, create energy independence here, you know, North Dakota, so we can use the corn we grow here and create a fuel that we can use right here in, you know, in the state and other places. So I'd say we're in both the energy and ag industry.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improve lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
Got an oil field truck? Need it clean? ND Truck Wash. Got a hopper? Need it washed out? ND Truck Wash. Got an aluminum tank? You want it like new, clean? ND Truck Wash. They're open 7 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Call 701-628-1550. Get a reservation. You'll wait less than 10 minutes to get in and get her done. 701-628-1550. Right behind Pinnacle, Bach and Central, Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota. ND Truck Wash. Tell them Scott sent you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
On What's On Your Mind, brought to you today in part by the North Dakota Petroleum Council and the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation. Find out more about them at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. One thing they can tell you about is how communities across our great state see big possibilities from oil and gas development for education, for infrastructure, for conservation, and more. You may be saying, no, I don't get it, Scott. How is it the oil and natural gas industry can help education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. Trust me on this one thing. Follow the money. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Find out more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. Back with Scott Peterson, Deputy Director of the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. A quick thing on the gratis tags related to, we had a gentleman call one day and he said, I'm 70. I want a moose more than anything. Is there any way that we get have a chance, more chances at least at the tags, or dedicate some tags for people 70 and over? Is that a good idea, Scott?
You know, I think it is, Scott, but I guess there's a couple of points to be made on that. First of all, if somebody were to call this office and say and ask me that question or present to that case, I would say the first thing you can do is start applying for cow tags only. Because, and I'm just going to use, we're going to talk a little bit about legislation, Scott, because there was a bill introduced that actually addresses that. But if someone were to, you know, I think about units, moose units M9, M10, and 11. Let's just use those as an example because those are the units where we have the highest population of moose and we allocate the most number of tags. But if an individual applies for a bull moose tag in M9, regardless of age, your chances of being drawn are pretty slim. It's like less than 1%. But if you apply for, so there's two kinds of tags you can apply for. There's an any tag, which allows you the opportunity to shoot a bull if you get drawn. And then there's also, on those units, there's also set aside a number of cow-only tags.
So this guy's 70 and really wants to get it, you're saying smart thing to do with the rules as they exist now is go for a cow tag only. Do you see a path to, I'm 70 and older, and I haven't got one yet, and I'd like to get one that maybe you put the thumb on the scale a little bit for somebody 70 plus? Is that what the legislation is contemplating now?
The legislation, let me finish my other thought first. Okay, so if that same individual applied for a cow tag, Scott, your odds, your probability increases to 20% or more. And so if you apply for a cow tag in, say, for instance, units M9, 10, 11, you could expect to be drawn within about 5 or 6 years. But now let's move on to the bill that was introduced, and it's Senate Bill 2172, and it was introduced by Senator Klein out of the Pheasanton area. And what the bill would do if it's passed would be putting in, and this bill relates to individuals 70 years, 75 or older. And what it would do is their names would be thrown into the lottery an additional time. So their name would be in the lottery twice instead of just once.
Makes sense. Got it. All right, let's go to Rick in Napoleon. Question 4, Scott Peterson from Game and Fish. Go, Rick.
Gratis tags. I own about 1,000 acres of land, and I've got about 300 acres in CRP. I've got probably a combined total of 25 acres of corn plots I put out, and they've reduced the number of gratis tags to one per unity. I used to get one, my wife used to get one, and they've taken that away, and it makes me wonder why am I wasting my time. We probably have anywhere up to 50, 60 deer roaming around out in that country, and why bother feeding them?
Okay, so, Rick, thanks for calling, first of all, but there has not been any change in gratis laws in several years. The last change that was made regarding gratis laws is they took and this goes back several years, but they changed the requirement from 160 acres to 150. So how this works is as a landowner, again, if you have 150 acres or more, you are eligible for a gratis tag. Now, you can transfer that eligibility to a spouse, a dependent, or a lessee. If that land is in both of your name and your wife's name, you would still be eligible for two tags. So that part of the gratis laws have not changed.
Okay, good. Well, I guess I got some bad information somewhere. Good to know. I appreciate that.
Thank you, Rick. Appreciate the call.
Rick, the only thing I would remind people, and this is the reason I'm saying this, is that I'm one of the people in the department that fields these calls after the deer application deadline. The deer application deadline is the first Wednesday in June every year. And as long as a gratis applicant puts in before the deadline and you meet that 150-acre eligibility criteria, you're you're going to get a tag, and you're basically allowed to fill that tag with a buck or a doe. And about, let's just say, 3-4 years ago, you know, we heard from some of the landowners out there that, you know, that time of the year, that May, June era gets very, very busy. Field work has started. And so we have now allowed gratis applicants to start applying for those tags as early as usually about by April 1st. And so there's over 2 months that you're allowed to do it. But just keep the deadline in mind, because that's the number one thing that gets some landowners in trouble.
Texter says, what about one gratis tag for 150 acres, i.e. 1,500 eligible acres, up to 10 gratis tags to the landowner? Makes sense if the landowner has a large amount of deer that he has to have, you know, fed, water, put up with all year round.
Well, again, Scott, it on the surface, it doesn't sound like a bad idea, but state law limits each individual to one tag per season. So that again, would have to take a change in legislation.
Sean in West Fargo, you're next for Scott Peterson. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott, correct me if I'm wrong, but if we increase the gratis tag license, does that not take from the general population license?
Yes, Sean, it does. Yep, it absolutely does. And so just for reference, there are some units, especially in the eastern part of the state, where upwards of, in the upper 80s, 80% of the tags allocated for that unit is already going to landowners.
Yeah, and see, that just makes it hard for the general population to keep these families in interested in hunting, because if we increase the gratis license, that just makes it less for the general population. And if these landowners are having problems with, you know, deer, allow some hunters on their land to harvest these deer. Granted, there's been a lot of problems with people not respecting land. I totally get that, you know. But you know, let people on your land to hunt it if that's the case.
Appreciate the call, Sean. Thank you. Another texter says, ask Scott to explain how in other states landowners get extra tags. If they give extra tags, can they sell them? Is there a best practice on this? Because I hear what Sean's saying too, right? I mean, you do this for them, this group, that group. All of a sudden, you know, the general population is less, and there's young kids hunting or whatever. Is there a best practice out there that you think we could do it better than we're doing it?
You know, Scott, I don't know that there is, and you're right that some states that landowners do get tags and they can distribute them. I'm assuming they can probably even sell them. The issue though is that, that's probably happening in states that have maybe don't have quite as high a demand for those tags as North Dakota does. Again, it would be hard for the Game and Fish Department, when we went to Grand Forks or Park River or Walhalla, to stand before a group of our customer base or our, you know, I get in trouble sometimes calling them constituents. And again, we consider landowners our constituents too. But
hold that thought if you would, Scott. We're up against the break. I do want to finish on the other side of the break, keep you for a couple more minutes, and then let you go. Appreciate it.
The Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families, like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, Pumpkin Fest, and Robot Camp for Kids. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center. Tioga's average median age is 39.6 years old, with a median income of $73,000 per year, supporting nearly 140 businesses in the Tioga area. And we welcome new businesses and industries with plenty of active community groups that support the business environment. Tioga also supports local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, and electronics and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Senator Rand Paul calls President Trump's impeachment trial dead on arrival after 45 GOP senators vote against it.
This impeachment is nothing more than a partisan exercise designed to further divide the country. Democrats claim to want to unify the country, but impeaching a former president, a private citizen, is the antithesis of unity.
The Kentucky Republican senator goes on to say, this vote indicates it's over. The trial is all over, end quote. The lower house of Russian parliament on Wednesday quickly approved the START agreement with the United States days before it was set to expire. The State Duma voted unanimously to extend the new START treaty for 5 years. The vote came a day after a phone call between U.S. President Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
They delivered my sauna. Did I tell you that? And all hooked up with the electrical and everything last night. First maiden voyage into the sauna. Oh my gosh! And you know what a pairing is—the sauna and the hot tub,
buddy. Right, and then a cold snowbank, right?
Yeah,
here.
Yeah. So we put the sauna in the garage just because, you know. I don't know. As much as I love the hot tub, I don't always go out to the hot tub when it's super cold. I'm kind of a wuss. Or some days it's just so windy and everything, you just don't want to. But
those Finley saunas are so nice.
That's what this
drop
is.
Drop it off, plug it in, you're sweating.
I mean, yeah, it's so easy to install, and literally all the bad stuff's coming out. You know, and every study I've seen.
I believe it.
Better on heart, better on, and less risk of Alzheimer's, and all the bad stuff. You have less of a chance of getting them from just 20 minutes a day in a sauna. And if you go from 10 to 20 to 30, all of that increases. It's the number one wellness product on the planet Earth. Boost your immune system, your white blood cells. That prevents illness. So a lot of good there and a lot more good beyond that, just on how you think. So this was my New Year's resolution. I took the plunge. We did it. We bought a sauna. Hot spring spas and pool tables to encourage you to do the same. And you can buy saunas lots of places. You're not going to buy a Finley sauna. You're not going to have the quality, the warranty, the team at Hot Spring Spas to back it up. Just pop into their store on the Bismarck Expressway in front of Walmart in Bismarck. Also on South Washington in Grand Forks by the Grand Cities Mall. Or 13th Avenue. Actually, it turns into something else. I forget. But 13th Avenue South, just west of West Acres a piece. Right when you get into West Fargo. It's probably the first business in West Fargo if you're westbound on 13th Avenue South, West Fargo. Hot spring spas and pool tables, too. Back with Scott Peterson in just a moment here. Some calls waiting for him. We're going to finish on a couple of these topics from North Dakota Game and Fish. But before we do that, Wednesday Wheels is one of our fun little segments here on What's On Your Mind. Every Wednesday, we highlight a set of wheels that are priced just right. And every Wednesday, they sell by the time the show's done. So, if you like this vehicle, my advice to you is not ponder it, to get on the phone to Pucklich Chevrolet GMC Buick in beautiful Valley City, North Dakota, and talk to Steve. Now, Steve actually is on the phone with us right now. Steve Robertsdale from Pucklich. How are you, Steve?
I'm doing great. How are you this morning, Scott?
Well, I'm better because usually I tell everybody what the vehicle is, and now the guy that's actually seen the vehicle, that's actually traded in the vehicle, is on the phone with me. What do you got for a Wednesday Wheel special today?
Okay, for this week, we're going to highlight a really nice SUV. It's one we don't sell all the time, but we traded it in on a new GM product. But it is a 2016 Nissan Murano. So this is Nissan's version of their full-size SUV. It's very, very nice. It's got all the option. It is the Platinum Edition, all-wheel drive. So it's got all the amenities, the nice 20-inch chrome wheels. It's a really nice medium gray color. This vehicle's only got like 43,000, 44,000 miles on it. Very nice one-owner trade from the Fargo area. Got all the leather, heated seats, cooled seats, remote start, backup camera, the nice wheels, all the nice options. But here's the deal. You said we want to sell them, and we a lot of times do the same day. We had this car regularly marked at 26 grand. I just reduced it another 1,000, so we're actually going to put it at $24,000 today for our radio listeners.
That's a lot of vehicle for $24,000. And let's talk about tender, loving care. They've driven it about 8,000 miles a year, for crying out loud. It's like new.
That's right, Ian. It's very, very nice condition, and I don't know if there's a door or a nick in it. So,
wow.
I just need someone to stop out and take a look, and once you see it, if it's what you're looking for, you're going to buy it.
Now, many times folks call over the phone and just say, I'm coming. I want it. I got it. So if you can drive by, do it. 721 West Main Avenue, Valley City, but otherwise call them at 701-845-3071. 701-845-3071. Tell them you want the radio special, 24,000 on this 2016 Nissan Murano. Love it. Thank you very much, Steve. Good chatting with you.
Have a great day. Thank you.
Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC Valley City. Pucklich Chevrolet in beautiful Bismarck. If you're buying a pre-owned vehicle, there's no better place to do it. Because I don't know how they do it at Pucklich, but they have the customers that they buy one there, they trade it in there, they buy one there, they trade it in, they know the vehicle.
Well, if you drive, they drive with you.
Yeah, they do. It's one-owner trades. It's low mileage. It's unbelievable. All right, back with Scott Peterson from North Dakota Game and Fish. I had to interrupt you when we were going to break, and I don't even remember what we were talking about now. I know it was something about the math, I guess, on these gratis tags. And so we're clear, what somebody was suggesting was a change. Because he said, how about one gratis tag per 150 acres? So if you got 1,500 eligible acres, you get up to 10 gratis tags to the landowner. And I guess that led us to two things. One, it's not the way it is now. It's considerably less than that. But also, if you do that, just everybody in the regular pool is going to have a shot at less of them. Is that where we were, Scott?
Yeah, that's a good summation, Scott. So, you know, on the surface, it sounds like a very interesting concept, but And I need to throw this out there, that we consider our customer base or our constituency base, landowners are part of that as well. And so if we were to propose something like that in an area of the state, well, probably any area of the state, but particularly the Northeast, where upwards of 90% of those tags are already going to landowners, you can see where it would be very, very difficult for us to garner a lot of support for that concept from those hunters up in that part of the state. The bad thing is that we live in a state where the demand for deer tags, especially buck tags, it exceeds supply. And so we already have people frustrated. I think the number that we threw out from last year was we had 30-some thousand applicants who were not drawn for a deer license last year in either the first or second drawing. So, again, on the, you know, it's an interesting concept, but I can't see that being a very, very easy thing for us to garner support for, given the current scenarios.
If you had to pick one example of something that's proposed in this legislative session on the table now that eases some of this pain, what would you say it is?
Well, you know, there's nothing specifically in the session that's going to ease the pain or make it easier for everybody to draw their deer tag of choice, Scott. Really, it starts with habitat. And so, you know, we have much less habitat on the landscape now than we did even 10 years ago because of loss of CRP acreage. But until we start building up that habitat base, it's going to be very difficult for the department to start issuing 100,000 deer tags again, just simply because the habitat won't sustain those kinds of numbers. And even with mild winters, you know, there's a carrying capacity out there. And so it has to start with habitat. And also keep in mind that in those years when we were issuing more than 100,000 deer tags, we still had people unhappy because even then they didn't get their deer tag of choice. And so, we're trying to leverage federal dollars where we can to put more habitat, new habitat on the landscape, and that has to be where it's going to start. Legislation alone won't fix that problem.
And for the cow license, you're saying there is something on the table for folks in a special category to have a better chance at getting a moose, right?
It's not just for cows, but there's legislation that's been introduced. And by the way, it actually did pass the Senate by a vote of 27-20, but it would allow somebody who is 75 years of age or older who applies for a moose tag, their name would be in the lottery one additional time.
Let's go next to, I hesitate to do this because they're not from North Dakota, and we're talking to the Deputy Director of North Dakota Game and Fish, and they may be wanting to sneak into North Dakota and steal some of that precious resource. I don't know, but a Montana listener, Kim, is here for Scott Peterson. Go ahead, Kim.
Yes. I have an idea that probably would help the landowner's attitude. Over here, we have a program where if you sign up, that you get paid so much for each hunter that actually hunts on your land, which kind of helps with putting up with the number of hunters that we have. So that might be an idea that you could get into the legislature and get a payment for the landowner for the number of hunters. We have a sign. Actually, our place is big enough, but anyway. You have a sign-in box. They sign a little slip. Their name goes in there. The landowner could turn that in at the end of the year. Okay, we will give you, say, X number of dollars per hunter that was there.
Yeah, interesting. Who pays? Do you know, Kim? Is that a state-funded thing, or who pays for that?
It comes out of the fish and game license money.
Got it. Oh, out of the license money. What do you think of that idea, Scott?
Well, I know, and I'm assuming, Kim, that you're probably talking about part of the block, is what they call the block management program?
Yes.
Yeah. So we've talked about different variations of the block management program and how we could implement that here in North Dakota. And it's a very, very, I know it works very, very well for people in Montana. Things are a little bit different here in North Dakota, and we don't have as many landowners with large blocks of land that are willing to allow that kind of access. But having said that, it's not something that we would, would just refuse to talk about. We do have, I mean, it's very uncommon for us to have landowners open up, you know, thousands of acres, but we have some. We have one in particular, I'm thinking of north of Beach, that's got, gosh, it's thousands of acres that he enrolled into our plots program. And so, you know, you can kind of make some comparisons with Montana's block management program and our private land open to sportsmen's program. The concepts are similar. We don't compensate people, you know, per landowners so much per hunter, but they are paid for, compensated for leaving habitat on the landscape and allowing walk-in access for hunting. So in concept, they're similar, but certainly not the same.
Thank you, Kim. Appreciate right. that. Christian is in Burke County. You. Go ahead, Christian. You're up.
Yeah, say I'm a landowner, and I've been hesitant on applying for a gratis tag for moose is kind of what I'm interested in more so. Because I've heard that it's a once in a lifetime tag. And if I don't get that opportunity to shoot that moose on my land, then I'm done for life. And that's why I've been hesitant on applying on a gratis tag for moose. Is that the case, or can I apply more than once if I did get one? I didn't get a moose, or how does that work?
Okay, so good question. It's Christian, right?
Yep.
Yes, yes.
Okay, so Christian, again, at the beginning of the program, I said that each species gratis rules are a little bit different. In the case of moose, if you receive a gratis tag, and by the way, moose licenses to landowners, we call them gratis because the term gratis implies or means that they're free of charge, and that's not the case for elk. We call elk gratis. We don't call them gratis. We call them landowner preference. But in the case of moose gratis, if you receive a gratis tag and you are unsuccessful in harvesting that moose, you get one additional chance at that. One additional.
Okay.
Christian, yep. I appreciate that call very much. We're out of time. We'll do this again. We didn't get to coyotes. We didn't get to a posting. We'll do it again soon, Scott. Thanks for the time. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Scott.
Always defer to our callers. Great questions, great texts. We'll have them back. More after this on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Attention farmers, steel prices are on the rise and Gateway Building Systems is here to help. We currently have Brock solid bins in stock and you can get them at pre-steel increased prices. Gateway Building Systems is the number one Brock bin dealer in the USA and provides turnkey convenience with factory direct product, complete design services, and in-house construction. Take advantage of these rates while supplies last. Go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Keeping
family traditions alive and keeping mom and dad safe at home is more important than ever. Northland Pace is here to help make that a reality. Northland Pace is fully open in all locations, including their new location in Fargo. Pace is a Medicare and Medicaid approved program that promotes living independently at home through the coordination of all health services. As your loved ones' needs change, their services are here to meet those needs. So keep them at home as long and as safely as possible. Visit northlandpace.com.
Hi, Lacey here from Precision Concrete Cutters of Ramjack North. Rumor has it, we don't work during the winter. Not true. Fact is, lack of moisture is a big cause of foundation damage. If your doors and windows won't open or close properly, perhaps the drywall around them is cracking, there's a good chance that you have a foundation problem. Don't wait till spring.
Call us today at 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount. Precision Concrete Cutters will help you get a job on spring.
Hometown cooking. Nothing like it. And you know what? It's waiting for you now at a PetroServe USA location near you. That's right. They're open and serving great grab-and-go homemade food. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. And great food, like the 4-for-4 special every day, a hot stuff versatile pan pizza, two of the best cookies in town, and a 20-ounce drink, yours, for just $4. 4-for-4. Come on in to PetroServe USA.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy, you just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann, BuickGMC.com, where your warranty is for a lifetime. 2021 GMC Sierra 1500 crew cabs, $6,250 purchase allowance for current eligible non-GM owners and lessees. Oh, don't worry. Schwann's got a great deal for you if you're already a GM owner. 2021 GMC Acadia, $4,750 purchase allowance for current eligible non-GM owners and lessees. You can find out more, shop, click, drive, get it all done at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Just look for their awesome Jim the Flagpole Guy flag right in the smack dab in the middle of the lot.
That huge flag.
God bless
there.
Them. Exactly right. Today at the PetroServe USA, let me tell you about their home cooking and grab-and-go convenience they have going. First of all, at every PetroServe USA location, Bismarck, Mandan, all the way east, they're up in Bemidji, they're throughout, you know, western Minnesota and North Dakota. Valley Dairy Stores in the Northern Valley have two fresh baked cookies today. You buy two, you get one free. I mean, you can have 20 if you want, as many as you want. They're good. They're really good. But you buy two, you get one free. If you love, as any red-blooded American should love, Swedish meatballs, maybe you got a little sweet in you, but you're, you know, you're a red-blooded American. Swedish meatballs are on special today. Your choice of the Valley City location, exit 292, exit 292, I-94, and go north. You must go north. That's where you go, because that's the home cooking. Swedish meatballs, also at the West Main Avenue West Fargo location. Lasagna 2 today in Valley City. Chicken fettuccine at the 12th Avenue North I-29 store in Yulin as Salisbury steak. Really, really good. All right, we get a chance to catch up today with our next guest, Bob Krause. And Bob is the new dean of the John D. Odegaard School of Aerospace Sciences, one of the crown jewels of our great state and higher education in North Dakota, thanks to the vision of a good friend who's since left us, John D. Odegaard. Loved his vision, and I love how it's coming alive under the new dean. Robert, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good. Introduce yourself to our audience. Tell us a little bit about your background and your career prior to getting to that great school on the Northern Prairie there, UND.
Sure, I'd be happy to. So I originally grew up in Cleveland, so I'm used to the cold weather and a little bit more snow than you guys get up here. Grew up there, ended up going out west to the Air Force Academy, ended up serving a 28-year career in the Air Force, did a variety of jobs in the Air Force as a pilot, test pilot, and then I ended up getting into research administration kind of for the last 10 years, and ended up working for NATO for the last assignment. And then when I retired in 2019, ended up going to Kent State University in Northeast Ohio and working as an associate dean there with a flight training program that's a little bit smaller scale than what we have here at UND. And then this opportunity opened up for me to come up here. So I'm really glad to be here.
When this opportunity came up, had you heard of the University of North Dakota? Did you know much about the John D. Odegaard School of Aerospace Sciences?
So I did, actually. So about 8 years ago, I was the chief scientist and director of research at the Air Force Academy back when I was on the faculty and staff there. And we had a center of innovation that was partnering with UND with the Center for Innovation up here. And we had an exchange of personnel and some other programs. And so I was aware of the business and entrepreneurship and the economic development capabilities that were up here. And then I also became aware of because my background is aerospace itself, then, for me, that's what kind of drew me up here was all of the great things that were going on. Of course, I looked into it a lot more once the opportunity became available. And the more I looked into it across the board, the college is an amazing place to work. And so I jumped at the opportunity to come up.
Now, I know Cleveland is a paradise, but now you've got North Dakota to compare it to. So give me first impressions of Grand Forks, North Dakota. You know, you're weeks into this. What do you think? How are we?
So extremely welcoming. So my wife and I got into town just a little over 2 weeks ago and just going around and just meeting people, even under the COVID restrictions and things like that, you know, getting served in restaurants. And it was just a very welcoming place. And, of course, here at the university's been more than welcoming, just adopting me into the organization, you know, even in the middle of winter.
That's awesome. So you're dean now. If I had to ask you in 5 years, say, what are you most proud of? What is your benchmark for success? What do you want to do as dean?
So obviously we have an incredible flight training program, and that's kind of what we're really known for. And it's really to maintain that and continue to attract high quality students, and then partner with the airlines and get those students out the other end. But I think really where we're looking for the growth is in the other programs within the college. And so we've got the UAS program, which is continuing to grow. It was one of the first in the nation, and there's a lot of opportunities that are out there in it. If you're not aware, a report just came out this week saying North Dakota is the number one state in the nation prepared for the drone industry, which is an incredible ranking for us, and it may attract more business to this area to do that. We're producing the graduates to feed that industry. Air traffic control is another one of our programs. It's been a slowdown in the last few years with the FAA hiring. So about a year ago, Congress passed a new law changing their hiring process for the FAA, and so now our graduates are going to start moving into those air traffic control roles more. I think the great opportunity for those who've been following what's been going on up here is in the space field. And so the university and the college have been visited by a number of leaders in the U.S. Space Force and NASA and the Space Development Agency within the Department of Defense. And so I think there's a lot of opportunity for increasing our space activities, whether it's on the science side, the engineering side. We already have a Mars habitat and a spacesuit program up here, and it's really just building on those. And I think really the the key opportunity is now partnering with commercial space entities like SpaceX or Virgin Orbit or Blue Origin.
Oh, my gosh. My head is going to explode with the possibilities here. Yeah, but folks, this is the future. This is the future. UND just made news. Big contract with the Department of Defense for unmanned aircraft systems. This is going to be the future. I look forward to the next conversation. Great to meet you, Bob. Welcome to Grand Forks. Welcome to North Dakota. We'll talk again soon, okay?
All right. Thank you. Have a great day.
God bless you, everybody. We've got to do it again tomorrow. Stay tuned for the After the Show show.
Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, and we're in a sauna. We're starting out 2021 doing the radio ads in a sauna. Why are we doing that?
Because it is the number one wellness product on the planet Earth. There's a lot of benefits, including, you know, you sit in a sauna, you boost your immune system, your white blood cells, and that prevents illness. So a lot of good and a lot more good beyond that, but that's just one to talk about.
Your New Year's resolutions come true with a sauna purchase from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.